This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Man versus machine. It's a theme in movies, the nightly news, and science fiction writing. It's often a scary theme. Well, here's a twist. Could minimum wage hikes encourage businesses to replace their workers with machines? From CalMatters, reporter Pauline Bartolone has more.
Richard Lagercio employs hundreds of people to run his event rental business in Los Angeles. He says the city's minimum wage increase that goes up to $15 an hour over the next several years is too much and too fast.
Now I've got to be the bad guy. I've got to start really watching pennies.
Lagercio's undecided about how his business, Town and Country Event Rentals, will adjust long term. He could raise prices, move, or cut worker benefits. For now, he's looking into technology to cut costs. He just bought an industrial dishwasher, which will do the work of 6 to 8 people.
If I could find robots to buy and to load trucks, I would do that.
Business groups against minimum wage increases, like the California Restaurant Association, say wage hikes will drive more decisions to replace human work with machines. Take, for example, touchscreens for ordering, especially in fast food.
When the minimum wage goes up, you tend to see that employment in cashiers declines.
Brian Phelan is a labor economist at DePaul University in Chicago. He says increases can cause the loss of certain low-wage jobs. But a study he did also shows growth in other kinds of jobs, balancing out overall losses. Take what happens when supermarkets invest in self-checkout technology, Phelan says.
They may have to hire people to help customers learn how to use that technology.
Another economist says the falling price of technology is driving automation, not minimum wage increases. Michael Reich of UC Berkeley says those machines on the job, they shouldn't scare you.
We've had more and more machines and automation for the last 250 years, and we have more and more jobs.
After all, Reich says, even after the rise of ATM machines, we still have bank tellers.
It is an opportunity for more interesting work whenever there's automation, and also for less backbreaking work.
Whether we'll see blowback or benefits, we won't know the full effects of wage hikes for several years. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone for Marketplace.